This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined in studio this morning by our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you have questions for them, they'd love to answer them for you right now. We'll get you on the air. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial on the website. You can learn about their separate divisions and how they can help you as an individual, or of course, if you are a business owner as well, some options there for you. Scroll down a bit. Also on the webpage, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, something I did a couple of years ago. As a matter of fact, it's a weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets, and of course, a link to the most recent podcast. We know, of course, sometimes Thursday mornings, you got some stuff going on. Maybe you're running in to get a coffee or dropping the kids off at school, maybe a missed part of the program. It's a real nice review each week with that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You get that at Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Without any further ado, let's welcome in our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. We're doing great. How are you?
Really good. Great to see you, CJ. And Malia, how are you?
No place I'd rather be than inside, out, away from that beautiful weather.
I bet. You know, when the Brewers got their new stadium, I said, you know, we should put a retractable roof on this place as well. Management did not agree. So
yeah, you'd get no work done.
No, not at all. Not at all. We've got a very important conversation ahead of us this morning. We're going to be talking about POAs. We've talked about a lot of different facets of financial planning. We haven't really broken down POAs for a while now, so it's very important. It's a very important thing to know about. So we'll do that in just a moment. A couple of things to keep in mind. Of course, as I mentioned, the website, klossfinancial.com. And of course, their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. That appointment's not going to cost you a thing. Another thing to keep in mind, of course, each and every week we do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, got a $25 gift card to Home Goods. We'll tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation about power of attorney, let's look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and not only get the question, but the answer as well.
Yeah, so we had a lot of listeners last week, and our question was, how many Social Security credits must you earn to qualify for a retirement benefit? And the answer was correctly, you must earn 40 credits, which equals 10 years of work to qualify for retirement benefits through Social Security. So congratulations to our winner last week was Jim from Wanakee. He had the correct answer. But again, thanks to all of you who listen and call in every week. We really appreciate the calls.
And we'll be doing another one this week. Again, a fantastic prize as always. This week's prize, a $25 gift card to Home Goods. So as we mentioned on previous shows, we've talked a lot about all the facets of financial planning, of course, that you guys work on reviewing with folks, and of course, a review of their estate planning documents. Now, today we're going to be talking about the importance of having your POAs in order. So what exactly are we talking about when we're talking about POAs?
Yes. So we've talked about estate planning on the show before, and we kind of put it in the context of financial planners should be aware of you know your investments, your cash flow, your debt, your taxes, and your estate planning and insurance. So what is estate planning? Well, there's a lot of kind of myths out there, which Malia will talk about in a little bit, debunking some myths as to what this estate planning really covers. But there's a couple of things that people think of very broadly when they hear the term estate planning. These are two problems sometimes. Number one is estate planning is for those really wealthy people with those estate things.
Estate has a big word, it does. Big name to it, right?
Yeah. Come to my estate, right? So that would be one is like, I don't need to do estate planning because I don't have an estate. And then number two would be when they hear estate planning, they think of estate planning is only really about wills and trusts, right? So, oh yeah, estate planning. I just need a will or a trust. I've heard about that. Well, let's talk about that for a moment. Estate planning, let's address the first thing of estate planning for people with only a lot of money. Well, that is simply not true. If you have anything of value, clothing, furniture, anything.
Children.
Thank you. That's a little more important than clothing and furniture. Children, if you have anything, you need to have a will or a trust that can say what happens to that stuff. Usually inside of a will, it's known as guardianship language, mm-hmm. or inside of a trust, similarly. Right. So who are you naming to take care of your minor children if something happens to you? What are you doing with that stuff to distribute it? So I want to debunk myth number one, which is it's only for wealthy people. Absolutely not. That is not the case. Now, good news is this. If you're too lazy and you're not going to do it and you die without a will, it's known as dying in intestate. If you die that way, the states have written a will for you.
Oh, how nice.
How nice of them. And by the way, they have to.
Sure. Yeah.
Because about 50% of people die without one of these things. Ooh. They've got to do it. Here's the problem. I promise you, it does not say what you want it to. I promise you. But you don't have the right to change that because you're dead at that point. Myth number one. Wills and trusts are only for wealthy people. Estate planning is only for wealthy people. Simply not true.
Really?
Number two is that estate planning is only about a will or a trust. Well, you heard me just saying it certainly is. It certainly encompasses the idea of having a will or a trust as your governing documents to say what happens to your children and your stuff. But as Malia is going to talk about here in greater detail in a moment, it actually includes what are called POAs, powers of attorney. There's two types of powers of attorney generally. There is a financial power of attorney, and there is a healthcare power of attorney. Surprise, surprise, financial power of attorney names somebody to act on your behalf for financial matters in the event that you are incapacitated and can't make a decision for yourself. And healthcare power of attorney names somebody who makes healthcare-related decisions for you in the event that you are incapable of doing so. Now, before we transition into Malia's more in-depth section on powers of attorney, I commonly hear people say, yeah, but what's the likelihood that I, like, get into an accident and I'm in a coma? Come on, CJ. And I go, oh, that's not just what this is. This could be as you age and become forgetful, or this could be as simple as you're just going in for a surgery. I don't know how many listeners are out there right now who have gone in for surgery, and what do they ask you before you go in for surgery?
Sign power of attorney.
You bet. Why? Because last I checked, when you're under for surgery, you're incapacitated. You can't make decisions for yourself. So God forbid something happens and you're not able to be revived. Literally, you are in the hands of the doctor. And the doctor goes, I don't want you to be in my hands longer than you need to be. And so ultimately, you need to sign something that says somebody else will make a decision for you in case anything goes wrong, in case I need to change procedures throughout, in case I need to send you over to another hospital, whatever it might be. The doctor does not want to be the one making that decision, so they say you need to name somebody else that you trust to make those decisions for you. So, listen, powers of attorney have very broad applications for vast majority of Americans. They need to consider getting this.
Really good setup for the conversation. If you have questions this morning about power of attorney or any type of retirement planning, we've got our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial in studio this morning. They would love to answer your questions. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also call toll-free 877-235-1310. Of course, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. By the way, if you haven't been to the website for a while, there's a fascinating section on Kloss Financial by the numbers. A lot of really interesting information and stats about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. We'll hear from Malia next. We'll get some insight into some of the misconceptions people have about a power of attorney. We'll do that next and take more of your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. And of course, if you have questions for CJ and Malia, They would love to answer them for you. Right now, give us a call at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Talking this morning about power of attorney, and CJ kind of laid out a bit of an overview of what exactly power of attorney, kind of an overview of what it is. Let's kind of get down into the nitty-gritty about this stuff and some of the misconceptions people may have when it comes to power of attorney.
Yeah. So first of all, just a disclaimer we didn't mention yet. We are not estate planning attorneys. However, we work with them quite a bit to help set up plans for our clients. So you should consult your own attorney. If you need someone to be referred to, you can let us know. We can send a couple referrals your way. But you should consult them with regards to your own situation regardless. So just to back up a little bit, your power of attorney, interesting that CJ mentions this in the hospital. Of course, we understand that for medical procedures, everyone says, well, yeah, I signed one in the hospital. But when you signed that, you did not sign a financial one. And so if we were to become incapacitated, having that financial one that someone could speak and make decisions on your behalf is just really, really critical. So understanding the difference, a financial power of attorney gives your agent, whoever you have deemed to have that responsibility to make financial decisions on your behalf. So remember, the difference between being a beneficiary, this only comes into effect when someone passes away as a beneficiary. But a power of attorney comes into effect while the person's still living. Typically, they're incapacitated. There's different kinds of power of attorneys. So what's more likely, incapacitation or early death? And CJ pointed that out. Incapacitation actually is. So a big misconception is you can sign a power of attorney if you're legally incompetent. That's what people think. You can sign it as a power of attorney if you are legally incompetent, and that's truly not the case. You need to give someone the power of attorney while you are still of good, sound mind. And we are all just, you know, one little slip where we're not necessarily competent. So it's really important. So you have to be legally competent to give that power over to someone. So it's very important. Another thing that's a big misconception is that power of attorney survives death. And across the board, health, power of attorney or your financial power of attorney, all powers of attorney, no matter what kind we're talking about today, they terminate on death. So it follows that once a person's passed away, the authority that was granted to them, to that agent, now terminates. So if you hear nothing else today, understand that power of attorney is only while the person's living.
Really good stuff. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. We'll talk a little bit about the difference between a regular power of attorney as well as a durable power of attorney. But first, Gary checks in this morning. Gary, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
The question is a power of attorney, a Wisconsin power of attorney, valid in another state? I know they have different notary requirements.
That is a great question, Gary, and I appreciate you asking it. The answer to your question is it really is up to the state or the entity choosing to accept or decline it. In general, when you move across state lines, you should get a new state-specific power of attorney. There are, and certainly if an attorney was on here, they would use better language than I do, but there are certain ordinances or language that applies to states that they want to see in their own state form of the power of attorney for both healthcare and what they call durable or financial. So generally when our clients move, we say, remember, go find a local attorney and update your powers of attorney. Now, the trust and the will, not so much. Trust and wills can go across state lines more easily, but POAs typically are state specific. Now, can you imagine going into a hospital and saying, I got this done in Arizona, and now I'm in Wisconsin, and you know, somebody's incapacitated, I need to help them. I don't think the hospital system is going to say no, right? I just think they would want it to be updated to comply with the states.
They usually force you to sign a new one every time you walk into a hospital. But
I would get it updated. So good question, Gary.
Great question.
Gary, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call this morning. Don't forget, as always, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, give us a call. We'll get you right on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Or you can call and get on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. So we were talking a little bit about some of the misconceptions people have about power of attorney. I think one of the areas, too, people get confused by is just regular old power of attorney versus durable power of attorney. What are some of the nuances there and some of the differences?
Yeah, this gets a little confusing, but regular types of power of attorneys all terminate, as we said, on death or incapacity, meaning that an agent can engage in legal business on behalf of this person until the principal dies. That's what we were talking about, or they're mentally incompetent. But once one of those events happens, the power of attorney is no longer valid. So a person's died, you're no longer having that power. A general power of attorney, though, might be useful if the principal's out of the country, okay? So that would be oftentimes a situation where I'm traveling, I want someone to be able to make, you know, decisions on my behalf. I'm still competent, but I've given this person the power to do that. The other term is the durable power attorney. This can actually survive mental incapacity, but not death. Again, as we said, they all go away. A durable power of attorney actually allows you to act on the principal's behalf, even if the principal's mentally incompetent. So very, very important to talk to your attorney and find out what makes sense in your situation, which types you should have in place.
FYI, I'm kind of a nerd for this kind of stuff. So power of attorney, yeah, it's both for when I'm incapacitated but still alive. Of course, if I die, POAs become invalid. But what about the idea of saying, I want to have somebody manage my money for me? This is kind of interesting. Most advisory agreements are basically giving what is known as a limited power of attorney to manage investments on behalf of somebody. So actually, this concept of power of attorney on a limited basis, so this has nothing to do with incapacity in this case, it's more just knowledge and education.
Sure.
It applies both to incapacitation on a broad level, but also to non-incapacitation for narrow scopes of duties. So kind of interesting.
Very interesting stuff. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can contact them, set up that a first appointment. That's not going to cost you anything by picking up the phone, give them a call. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss quiz question of the week. We'll also talk a little bit about what the differences are when it comes to the healthcare and financial power of attorney and the type of decisions that can be made. We will do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals this morning, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll do our Kloss quiz question of the week, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Home Goods. Something really cool we started doing a couple of weeks ago, which is, of course, the Money in Motion. Let me do this over again because one of the things
I
CJ and Malia, yes, especially Malia likes doing is the little tongue twisters. Of course, started doing the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner a couple of weeks back. And this week, a fantastic question from Lori, and it's right on topic about what we're talking about. What did Lori want to know about, and how were you able to guide her through that question?
Yeah, so she said, great addition to our topic today, actually, is I am my mom's POA. Are there things that I am not allowed to do with that document? So this actually comes up quite a bit for us in our positions. So thanks, Lori, for sending in that question. So basically, a generic POA document doesn't contain any limitations. It gives some really broad powers over medical or financial decisions. So I think people need to really listen to that, because many people believe they don't need to go through an attorney, which is true. You don't need to. You can print off these documents yourselves and have them signed and notarized, and they could effectively perhaps work. However, if you don't understand what limits or powers are being given, that could put you in a dangerous position for both parties. So the agent the agent under a power of attorney always has what we would call an overriding obligation, okay, known as a fiduciary obligation, to make decisions that are in the best interest of the principal. But there's still some things that an agent cannot do. So agent, again, the POA, cannot change the person's will. They cannot act in their own best interest. They have to act in the best interest of the person that they're controlling here. They need to make decisions on behalf of the principal after their death. Again, an agent cannot do that. It's only during their incapacitation. They cannot change or transfer the power of attorney over to someone else. You can't just sit there and say, now I want my brother Joe to handle things. So you do have the option to decline a POA, an appointment, so that's important to know. But really, we want people to understand that, you know, depending on the type of power of attorney, you cannot just change the assets, the beneficiaries on those assets, where they're going to head to, unless you have a certain type of power of attorney document giving you powers. CJ?
So, to Malia's point, I think the big point here is we would really suggest, when it comes to powers of attorney, that you talk to a competent attorney, estate planning attorney, because we've seen it come up where actually a beneficiary should be changed, but that ability wasn't put into the power of attorney.
Actually, it comes up a lot.
It comes up a lot. So, and by the way, if you give someone the ability to change your beneficiary designations, you better be darn sure you're okay with it. And finally, another huge one is, is your power of attorney, do they have power now, or does there need to be a qualifying event? Mm-hmm. This is a huge one. People just sign a document. And I go, do you realize that your brother could like come sell everything like tomorrow? And they go, what do you mean? I'm not incapacitated. I go, I know, but you didn't put in incapacitation as a requirement. So you need to kind of know, who are you listing? Because this is a lot of power you're giving somebody. You need to know what engages that POA.
My brother would sell all my stuff. So that's great advice. And don't forget the folks from Kloss Financial. They will work as your quarterback. They will help you coordinate all of these different aspects. Again, we talked a little bit about working with an attorney and those kind of things. It all starts in getting more information. Starts with a phone call to Kloss Financial. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It's not going to cost you a thing. They're telling phone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You also want to hold on to that telephone number, because in just a moment we'll do our Kloss quiz question of the week. Got a chance to win a $25 gift card to Home Goods. Another piece of information, of course, is the website klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. This week's Kloss quiz question of the week is this: when it comes to a power of attorney, when does a power of attorney terminate? A, during your life, or B, upon your death? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Home Goods. Don't forget again, that is the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison. Again, the number 608-442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Home Goods. CJ, Malia, great to see both of you. You guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Dr. Hemkes comes your way next year on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.